This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. There has been a series of deadly bombings in Baghdad today. More than 150 people, mostly Shiites, were killed in separate attacks. The latest violence comes as Iraq's provisional president, Jalal Talabani, is in Washington, D.C. He paid a visit yesterday to the capital, forcing lawmakers to turn their attention to a war that's been overshadowed by Hurricane Katrina. Some say the Iraq war is now competing with emergency spending at home. NPR's David Wellner reports.
After meeting at the White House with President Bush and being told the U.S. won't lose its resolve in Iraq, the Iraqi leader called on Speaker of the House Dennis Hastert.
Good afternoon. It's certainly our honor to have President Talabani, the president of Iraq, here today.
Democratic Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, who opposed invading Iraq, stood alongside the Iraqi leader but said nothing. Talabani declared that thanks to the American people, Iraq is now free.
I'm here to meet our friends, to brief them about the situation in Iraq, and answer their questions and ask them to continue their support.
And Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist also pleaded for such support on the Senate floor.
The challenge is great, but we must persevere. America's security will depend on it.
But Frist's exhortation failed to persuade some. West Virginia Democrat Robert Byrd, a longtime opponent of the war, replied that it's time for the U.S. to begin to bring its troops home from Iraq.
It is time for a national epiphany. The sound of Katrina's bugle must be heeded. We cannot continue to commit billions of dollars in Iraq when our own people, are so much in need.
Another Democratic senator, Barack Obama of Illinois, said the cost of Katrina's aftermath is bound to raise new questions about what's being spent on Iraq.
Something's got to give. You can't cut the estate tax, fund Iraq, and fund Katrina reconstruction, even as we're grappling with how to handle entitlement spending for future generations. We can't do all those things. We've got to have agreement on a responsible fiscal policy. And so I think it puts everything on the table.
But Arizona Republican John McCain says one cause should not cancel the other.
Clearly, this nation is capable of handling both the expenses associated with Katrina and the Iraq War. But there's no doubt that Katrina is having a negative effect on support for the war. That's not in my view. That's what the polls say.
Despite those polls that show a majority of Americans think invading Iraq was not worth it, others, such as Alabama Republican Senator Jeff Sessions, believe there's still political will to keep fighting there.
American people are committed to Iraq. Even if they thought now that they wish we hadn't done it, they are not saying, let's just pull the troops out and come home and wash our hands off.
But it was another Republican, Louisiana's David Vitter, who put the new reality facing Congress in the starkest terms yesterday. I arrived back yesterday, Vitter said, from the battlefields of the other Gulf War. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.